لبيك upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. الحمد لله رب العالمين. There are many benefits of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated that there is an angel of Allah azza wa jal who has one arm in the east and the other in the west. Whenever somebody recites Salatu Salam Durood-e Pak upon me with devotion, love, affection, this angel dives into water and shakes its wings. Allah Azza wa Jal creates an angel in place of every drop of water dripping from the wings. And these angels then continuously seek forgiveness for the reciter of Salatul Nabi until the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, Allah, Allah. What an amazing reward. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, a very special individual we're going to talk about today. This amazing personality, even in the time of ignorance, before the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam openly proclaimed the message of Islam, even then, when the people were lost in idol worship, in intoxication, in all sorts of wrongs, there was one young man who stood out. He was known as the truthful one. He was known as the pious one. He did not go anywhere near intoxicants and alcohol. He stayed away from all the wrongs and he kept himself pure and clean. When he traveled the lands, he met people who gave him many glad tidings. He met very knowledgeable scholars who said that in the city of Mecca there was to be an amazing, amazing prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that that prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have some beautiful companions, and he was given some glad tidings in that regard. It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Nobody's wealth has given me such benefit of the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am yours and my wealth is yours." Allahu Akbar. What an amazing devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why people call him Ashik Akbar. He did not proclaim the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just with his tongue, but every action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout his life, he presented everything in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life evolved around the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya pesh karun jana, kya cheez hamari hai, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye jaan bhi tumhari hai. And the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu really, really is in line with that couplet that I've just recited. Why? Because he devoted everything to Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me take you back. It's the early time of Islam. Muslims are entering into the fold of Islam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is working on them in a specific place, and Muslims are increasing by number slowly. There are 38 Muslims. The great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the scholars write, was the first amongst the men to accept Islam. Now Islam is gradually increasing. There are 38 people and they're in the court of the embodiment of Nur, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala requests, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are on the truth, we are on the haqq. Why can't we go and preach in the Haram Kaaba? Why can't we go and give the message of Islam to everybody? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially doesn't grant permission. But then, repeated requests time and time again by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his passion for the deen of Allah azza wa jal, he then asks again and again, and eventually Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grants him permission. The scene was amazing. The Muslims are marching towards Masjid al-Haram. The first gathering outside. The first time that the Muslims are going to proclaim openly the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're going to invite to the way of Allah azza wa jal. They're going to proclaim that there is only one God. There is only one creator. And this from the mouth of the first Muballigh of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Muballigh of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Muballigh of the message of Islam that Allah azza wa jal has sent after Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has trained them, it was none other than the great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He stands up and he starts to make his speech. He delivers his speech, and as soon as the kuffar of Makkah start to hear this, the disbelievers and the polytheists start to attack the Muslims. All directions the attacks are coming from, and it is mayhem and chaos. Despite the fact that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu held a high place in the Meccan society, despite the fact that he was well honored and respected and wealthy, because he was proclaiming the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is attacked so badly that he bleeds excessively and becomes unconscious. The kuffar are attacking the Muslims, and eventually he's left there on the floor, and people from his tribe, feeling sorry for him, pick him up. They take him from there and thinking that he may not survive. Allahu Akbar. Then in the evening, when he recovers and he regains his consciousness, he's recovered. He's been beaten. He is in a bad state. But what are the words on his lips? Not how I am. How am I? How badly am I hurt? What happened? How did you get me here? No. The words on his lips are, how is my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Upon hearing this, those around him start to rebuke him and say, you have suffered all this because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have suffered this misfortune, this calamity, this disaster. You've been beaten in front of everybody. You were the well-respected Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. You were the great. And this has happened to you because of Islam. And yet you, the first question you ask is about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The respected mother of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ummul Khair, brings some food. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu refuses to eat. Tell me how my prophet is. When his mother told him that she didn't know, he asks, please, please, can you go and ask Umm Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in order to fulfill her son's request, she goes and to ask Allahu Akbar. Due to the unfavorable circumstances at the time, Umm Jamil had hidden her Islam. And because Umm al-Khair had not yet herself become a Muslim, therefore Umm Jamil did not tell her, pretended that she knew nothing about it. I do not know who Muhammad is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not know who Abu Bakr is, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon hearing this, she went back in sorrow. But again, the words on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's lips were, tell me how my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Give me the good news that my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is well. And at this, eventually, Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha tells the mother of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, that by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sound and safe and present in Darul Arkam. Allahu Akbar. Darul Arkam, the home of Sayyidina Arkam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. At this, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not eat or drink anything until I gain the blessings of seeing my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the last part of the night, his mother takes him to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, my Islam, dear Islamic brothers and sisters, he is in difficulty, he's been beaten, he's injured. But in the late part of the night, all he wants to see is the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why they call him Ashiq Akbar. He sees his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the love, the devotion that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was an amazing love. He was completely lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is that love, that devotion, that ishq, that gave him this amazing status of being the best after the Nabis and the Prophets. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who is so amazing, so kind-hearted, so pious, so truthful, so caring that one cannot even imagine. In Fatawa Ridwiya Sharif, Ala Hazrat writes that he could not bear anybody's suffering. And he was responsible for freeing so many slaves. Whenever he saw a slave suffering at the hands of somebody, in stepped Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a voice for the oppressed. And he freed the slaves in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Quran on many occasions testified to his amazing qualities. Guns al Iman, Surah 92, Ayat number 17. The most pious one shall be kept away from it, i.e. the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah alayh, says that this Ayat Mubarakah refers to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let me share with you the amazing love he had. You know, today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we like different things. We have our favorite and second best and third best. Let me share with you today Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's best, second best and third best thing in the world. He says, to continuously look at the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most blessed thing for me, the most important thing and the most beloved thing for me. Then after that, to spend my wealth for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the second most dear thing to me. And the third, to remain in the company and the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was most precious to me. Subhanallah. And the scholars write that each one of them he achieved to an amazing standard. He was blessed with the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in journeys throughout. He was blessed with solitude and being close to Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Sa'ar. He was blessed with all the honors of viewing the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. And then even at the time of his departure from this world, he gained a place next to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in relation to his second desire, the scholars write that he sacrificed his wealth to such a great extent in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that the best of creation was saying that nobody's wealth has helped me like the wealth of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then even in the enlightened tomb, he remains in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was his third wish, that I wish I stay in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even after his departure from this world, he is still in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the status of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Allahu Akbar. Let me share with you a beautiful, beautiful narration. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the Muslims for their wealth to help Islam, to prepare for battles. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu thinks that every time there is something like this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu always does more than one can imagine. And he's always first in these things. So today, I'm going to have a Madani competition with him. You know what? I'm going to actually bring more than him. So Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He presents all his possessions that he's brought at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar, what have you left for your family? And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Farooqi Azam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have taken everything I owned, I divided it into two, I left half for my family, and I brought all the rest to you. Now that was an amazing feat. If you imagine that, that he's taken everything he owned, and left half for his family, and brought half in the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot provide an example of that. It was amazing. And he's thinking, today, I will do more than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And then comes the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He arrives in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dressed in rags that are pinned together with thorns. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr, what have you brought or what have you left for your family? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I brought everything. Everything I had, even the clothes of my body, I presented to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had left nothing for his family. Everything he had, even the clothes on his body, he presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a glorious and amazing devotee and companion of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, we were present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wearing a dress that was held together with thorns. In the meantime, Hazrat Jibreel Amin arrives. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the dress of Hazrat Jibreel Amin. He's dressed in the same clothes as Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Jibreel, what are you wearing? And Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded all the angels of the heavens and the earth to wear exactly the same clothing as your true lover and your devotee, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the angels of the heavens and the earth are wearing exactly what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is wearing. And Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, sends his salams to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asks, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal asks, ask Abu Bakr if he is pleased with his Rabb. Allahu Akbar. We spend our lives asking if Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with us. Can you imagine the status of that hasti that Allah Azza wa Jal is asking whether Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is pleased with his creator? Upon hearing this message, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could I be displeased with my Rabb? And then said three times, I am pleased with my Rabb. I am pleased with my Rabb. I am pleased with my Rabb. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is the amazing Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great pillar of Islam. He helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the journey that Islam took. He was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a beacon of light for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we have a lot of lessons to learn from the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today, we claim that we have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't have the passion to sacrifice our desires in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's easy to say, we love Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would do anything, but when it comes to actually sacrificing our energy, our time and our desires, then we turn away. We turn away from seeking the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, there is a great lesson to be learnt from the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who sacrificed his time, his wealth, everything he had at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life evolved around pleasing Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing with the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him, embraced him, kissed the face of Abu Bakr. The blessed Prophet said, O Abul Hassan, the status of Abu Bakr in my court is similar to my status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. What an amazing status that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the amazing devotee, the leader of the Ahl Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, in Fatawa Rizviya Sharif writes, Allahu Akbar, he says, in all the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no peer like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no murid like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, on the night of Hijrat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being forced to migrate from Makkah to Medina. Makkatul Makarma is behind them, Madinatul Munawwara is in front of them, dark nights, the kuffar chasing. Akas Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are making their way, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu runs to the front. Then, not satisfied, runs to the side, then runs to this side, then runs to the back, again to the front. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr, what are you doing? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I think that somebody might attack from the front, I run to the front. Then I think if somebody attacks from the side, so I run to the side. Then I think somebody might attack you from the back, so I run to the back. Then I run to the other side. And every time my mind tells me that somebody could come from a different side, I run in front of there to stop any attack. Allahu Akbar. Amazing level of love. And then they enter the cave. Allahu Akbar. And the books recite this incident. An amazing incident. The Sultan of both worlds, the merciful Prophet, approached the cave of Sur. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes in first. What does he do? He cleans the cave, makes sure there's nothing there that can harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gets rid of everything he can see. He plugs the holes to make sure nothing can come in. No snakes, scorpions, nothing. He checks everything. Now let's just pause there and think about it. It is a dark night. The kuffar are chasing. And the cave itself didn't have lights, didn't have lamps, didn't have anything. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so amazing that he couldn't see anything. But he was in that cave trying to make sure that it was completely empty, so there was nothing that could harm Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how was he doing that? By sacrificing himself. Anything could have been there. But he sacrifices. He's got no worry for his own safety. He wants to make sure that there is nothing that can harm Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he cleans it, he fills all the holes that were present, and then when he's got everything done, there's one hole that he can't find anything to fill. He plugs this hole with his foot. Akhi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the comforter of the souls, enters the cave. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has prepared everything. Allahu Akbar. Akhi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam place the blessed Sari Mubarak, the head, into the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now imagine, it's completely dark. The only light you have there is the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashiki Akbar is looking at that beautiful face. His foot is guarding the one hole he could find nothing to fill. And a snake comes up to that hole. It wants to get into the cave. So it starts to sting the foot of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. It starts to bite at his foot. But he doesn't want to disturb this vision that he has and disturb the best of creation. So what does he do? He stays there. Tears start to fall from his eyes. Allahu Akbar. And those tears are so blessed because they touch the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Akha Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam opened their blessed eyes. And they say, Abu Bakr, why are you crying? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala narrates what has happened. And Akha sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam applies the lu'ab dahan, the saliva mubarak, to the foot of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this, Allahu Akbar, such an amazing incident. Just that glimpse. And this was a long rakia, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. But just that shows you the love and devotion of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu not only spent his life in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at the time that he was to depart from this world, the people say, what are the arrangements? And he says, they're simple. The arrangements for my departing from this world are very simple. Take me to the court of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask if I can be buried next to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the doors automatically open, bury me next to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they don't open, take me to Jannat al-Baqi and bury me there. They take Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scene of Masjid al-Nabri Sharif. It's amazing. Amir al-Mu'mineen has passed away. His body mubarak is taken to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sound is heard to bring the beloved to the beloved. And he is then buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the departure from this world couldn't keep him away from the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why truly, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Ashiq Akbar. He was the true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire life evolved around the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire life was evolved around the fear of Allah azza wa jal. His entire life was following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire life showed affection and devotion towards Muslims. His entire life and his time in Khilafat was spent fulfilling the rights of the people and propagating the deen of Islam. His entire life was one of piety and excellence. His life evolved around helping others. His life, his heart, his mind, his soul, his money, everything to do with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a great blessing for this deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the service of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one cannot even imagine. But I leave you with this last thing. One night, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she's looking at the stars. And she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does anybody have good deeds equivalent to the stars in the sky? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, Umar. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu is slightly taken aback. She's slightly surprised. And she, because her father's name hasn't been mentioned. Umar? She says, what about my father? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the good deeds, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, together, cannot be compared to the one deed of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he did on the night of Hijrat in the cave of Sa'r. Allahu Akbar. Wo ek neki in sab ke barabar. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, let's increase our love for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu by making his life an example and following it and being true in our devotion, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and letting our actions talk. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's life showed the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq that our lives show that we are true devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we don't have to introduce ourselves as Muslims. People look at us and say, that is an ashik of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives.